This is Scott.
And I'm Jim.
And we're tackling the AFI's top 10 list special thing. This time, we're going through their favorite mysteries.
How mysterious.
Yeah, and their logic is a mystery to us.
It always is.
It always is. Now, the AFI defines mystery as a genre that revolves around the solution of a crime. This is
actually more vague than I would use to if somebody asked me the definition of mystery, I think that is more vague than how I would describe it.
Furthermore, it is a counterpoint to their definition of top 10 gangster movies, which is top 10 movies in which crime happens.
Gangster film as a genre that centers on organized crime or maverick criminals in a 20th century setting. So mystery solves crime, gangster movies cause crime.
Not even cause crime, because most gangster movies are weird-ass morality plays that don't work tonally. So it's mostly about, hey, this guy does crime and enjoys it and then dies.
He's a terrible person, but he had a nice suit.
And cool stuff.
Yep. And he had a lot of loose women and guns. And it's like, you guys are actually selling me on crime here, you know that, right? I'm hearing he's got money, he's got guns, nice clothes, women, like this is, you're telling me he gets everything, but he dies, but I'm gonna die anyway. You're bad at this.
Alright, but their mystery list. So, we have, at number 10, The Usual Suspects, which should be higher.
Yeah, at least it's on the list.
It is on the list, but it should be higher because this movie is amazing.
This movie is a fantastic film, and it is a mystery. Yes, it doesn't, it kind of centers around the crime, but at the same time, it centers around the telling. Like, it's such a well-done, integrated piece. You sit down, you have to watch this thing all the way to the end. You don't know. Like, you basically sit there constantly questioning what the hell you're seeing. And I'm actively, again, as always, anytime this film comes up on the show, trying to avoid any form of spoilers on it because the movie is that good.
Yeah, this is one where we don't want to spoil the mystery. And then...
But, it's 20th anniversary next year.
Well, we got to sit down and watch it for the billionth time because that movie's amazing.
I'm just wondering if we're going to get a new release.
I could see a Blu-ray of some flavor happening.
Hopefully one with more content. We had a Blu-ray at work that was just basically, hey, here's Usual Suspects on Blu-ray, $15.
That's,
like, give me cast interviews.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. But I mean, Wiki has it listed as a crime thriller.
Well, again, this is where we're going to get into mystery has several subgenres, which are radically different, because half this list is Hitchcock, which means half this list is either some suspense or thriller. So,
or just his excuse to be able to abuse women randomly.
That, too. Which gives us Dial M for Murder.
Hey, look. I will point out, I like Hitchcock. I do. I enjoy watching Hitchcock movies.
Well, this
but
is
that man was bark at the fucking moon mad.
Yeah.
He was not a sane human being by any stretch. I mean, this being on here, I'm fine with this.
Like, it's hard to say no to a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Like, and if this... it... And there's all... Like, and part of it is, you know, when I make lists of things, I tend to sort of try to limit myself to only one from particular creatives... For this reason.
Well, you want to get the thing that kind of typifies their ability, not, you know, hey, well, he did really good this, 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 and this.
Yeah. Which is kind of my issue with this list, where it's like, oh, man, hey, it's Hitchcock and Hitchcock.
And Hitchcock. All right.
And we could have, and limiting it to one, we get the interesting discussion of, well, why just this one and not... this other one, and now they've just gone ahead and said, no, it's these ones.
That's too hard.
We are AFI. We just list.
Yeah. We're basically a catalog. Like, just to kind of wax on the Hitchcock for a second, we'll address it more after. Out of everything that we've got on the list that's Hitchcock, the, like, Rear Window's on here, I would probably, if I had to choose out of all of Hitchcock, that's the one I would probably go with for mystery.
Rear Window would definitely be, it's close, but yeah, that's probably the one to do.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I like Dial M for Murder, I do, but I'm certain this slot could have gone to somebody else.
And again, because it is a suspense film, it is different than solving the crime, because really we see the whole crime happen.
Yeah.
from one apartment building, but that's because it's a stage play and they were trying to be clever. But yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say no to this, but at the same time, I'm like, something else, maybe? I don't know.
Something probably could have had this slot rather than this.
Okay, so next up is Blue Velvet. It's a David Lynch movie, so it's weird and kind of noirish.
Don't expect a great deal of sanity.
Yeah, well, I mean, it starts with, hey, why is there this ear here? Like, your call to action is an ear just sort of sitting there. And then it just spirals downward from there.
Yeah. It's weird, and it's crazy, and we get a truly disturbing version of Dennis Hopper. That's saying something, because it's Dennis Hopper.
You can go to some dark places.
Yeah, but I really think this is the one where, I think this is kind of as deep as he was willing to go.
Probably.
Like, messed up. I can't think of any role that I have seen Hopper in that makes me kind of go, yeah, as much. Because he was really, really messed up. But that admittedly part of the appeal in this, because, you know, Dennis Hopper, well, it's always good when you've got something like mystery, when you've got something like crime. If your villain is, you know, enough to make the audience's skin crawl, they're kind of going to stick around more.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is just a darn good movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number seven is North by Northwest. Which
I didn't realize was Hitchcock.
No, it's definitely Hitchcock, and this is the only spy movie, which I feel is kind of a shame because, you know, they're definitely both investigative procedurals. And, you know, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not, like, good cast, good soundtrack, great. It's great looking. It's fun to watch.
Apparently, the objective, at least for the screenwriter, was to write the Hitchcock movie to end all Hitchcock movies.
See, and that's what it comes to is, if we had to ask, why not this one, as opposed to, why not, you know, why not Vertigo, or why not Rear Window?
Yeah.
There'd be a question here, but now it's just like, no, it's on the slot, so let's do it.
We've got to address this one, not really almost on its own merits. I would love to say we can address it on its own merits, but at this point, it's just kind of the massive Hitchcock.
Yeah, we have...
Like, apparently, according to AFI, nobody does mystery like Hitchcock.
At least not in 2008, when they voted on this.
That does, however, say nobody has made a mystery movie in 13 years by this. Because the most recent film on the list was 1995, and that I kind of have trouble believing.
I feel like all the good mystery writing just sort of got distributed across 800 cop shows.
Probably.
That seems like what happened, because even, like, other than, like, 1995 is the newest thing on the list, and then you have to go back to 86 for the next newest thing, and then it's, like, 74.
Kind of makes you wonder if the genre as a whole just was always a niche market.
I don't think it was always a niche market, because there's a huge cluster of them in the 40s and 50s.
Hmm.
Just on this list, and if we found their voting pool for it, we'd probably see the same. I think a lot of people are finding a way to scratch their mystery itch somewhere else. But I wouldn't say no to having the first Bourne movie on this list.
Hmm.
I mean, that is definitely a thriller, you know, if you're going to get pedantic about definitions, but, I mean, this is the AFI, so fuck what genres actually mean.
Definitions? No, you know what? Silence of the Lambs, now that was a mystery. And the worst part is, within the vagary of their damn friggin' definition, Silence of the Lambs would be viable for this.
Hell, Fargo!
Yeah.
Burn After Reading, even, maybe.
Sure, why not? You know
actually,
what?
Actually, The Big Lebowski.
Comedic as it is, yes, actually.
They do they do unravel who kidnapped Bunny Lebowski.
Yep. All because somebody pissed on his rug.
Dude just wanted his rug back.
Yep. That is We seriously need to get somebody from AFI on the show, because I now want them to sit here and explain to me why Big Lebowski is not on the list.
Yes, there we go. So next up is The Third Man, which is basically...
We skipped over Maltese Falcon.
Oh, Maltese Falcon at number 6. That is now such a good movie.
Yes. It's Dashiell Hammett. Dashiell Hammett, it's Bogey, it's lasted this long, like this is still a highly respected film.
Yeah, that this is it though. Like and that's it. It like no one has really matched noir since Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll throw out Fargo as great noir, but at the same time it's like, well yeah, but it's not Maltese Falcon.
Huh. Hammett apparently worked for Pinkerton.
Yeah, well that's where he got his ideas. In between
awesome.
Just beating up guys, because that's what Pinkertons were really good at.
Well, yes. Did you break the law? No? Punch. Are you sure? Damn it. Maltese Falcon has been named one of the greatest films of all time. I mean, again, it stands up to this day. It is a fantastic movie. I'm perfectly fine with it being on the list. In fact, it's probably one of the things that is, you know, most accurate in a functional definition of mystery. I think that's almost more because it's noir than anything else.
Well, yeah.
Is that element of mystery pretty much has to be present in noir.
That it does. And we also, and right above it, we have the other great noir piece, The Third Man, and its unstoppable zither. The zither will not be stopped. It cannot be stopped. The writers were so messed up on speed, it wasn't funny. But no, Third Man, that is
and
just...
And that, kids, is why you don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, or you will make The Third Man and be respected forever. Except
no, I mean, you'll play a zither constantly.
Oh, yes.
If you want to make Third Man properly,
you will... Yeah. No, Third Man, that's another great one. It is just good to watch all the time.
Well, again, solid cast, good work. It's a British film... AFI, whose A stands for America, except when they don't want it to.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dicks.
Won't let Canadians in, though.
Nope. Because they don't understand that curling is a sport. They think all we do is throw rocks at one another and then clean up after it.
Or for that matter, Bun Cop Bad Cop could probably deserves a slot on here.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but we'd have to pick one Hitchcock to make room.
Oh my god. What'll we do?
What'll we do?
We'll only leave 3 Hitchcocks.
Yeah.
Jesus. But no, yeah. Fantastic movie. Track it down.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. If you're feeling particularly out there that day, track it down in German.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Just for kicks.
And then there's next up on the list, Laura. Which is, you know, rounding out the Trinity of Noir. And I'm not sure why this is higher than the last 2 noir movies.
Because everybody and their dog has clearly heard of Laura, not the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure there's someone on the AFI who could say why. But right now I can't see it.
Yeah, no. Well, and Maltese Falcon.
And
where did I see that? Where in...
And again, if it is for the you know, the tension and the presence of a strong female, we could have also done Double Indemnity.
Yeah. No.
And this one doesn't have the cast other than Vincent Price. Like, it doesn't really have the director, it doesn't have...
And again, it just doesn't have the staying power. Like, Falcon's Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon's influenced scores of works that have come after it. It still gets praise.
And then there's Laura.
Which the AFI likes.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
But number 3, there's Rear Window, which, goddamn, that is a good movie.
Yep. And again, I say if I had to choose one Hitchcock, this is the one I would go with.
See,
James Stewart's great in it. Like
here's the thing...
Wow, that was creepy. I'm not used to calling him that.
Here's the thing. Like, The Simpsons ripped this movie off, and that Simpsons episode is goddamn amazing.
Yeah. Well, the Simpsons episode was basically just, we're going to take Rear Window and we're going to paint Simpsons over the top of it.
Yeah.
As much as they changed it, they didn't really change it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it, man. Rear Window's goddamn amazing. So next up, we have Chinatown, which might be the perfect noir movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the meter stick by which I measure the quality of noir is that, can you watch the ending and just insert the line, forget it, Jake, it's Chinatown, and have it still be perfectly fine? Because that is the exact sentiment of noir at its end, is that we have seen craziness, we have seen it through to the end, and now all we can do is leave.
You came, you saw, and guess what? Your actions were futile.
There was nothing. For all of the power you have as the crazy romantic outsider figure, you can't really fix it.
Yeah.
You can...
You're a human being present in these events.
That there might be some... Lived. That there's closure now, there's a measure of justice, but all you can do is leave.
Yeah.
All you can really do is walk away.
Well, that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed about noir. Like, you go into a noir movie, and if for some reason the hero wins...
You just didn't do it right.
Yeah, you're confused. Like, have you seen Gone Baby Gone?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, before, like, right in the end, near the end, basically, when he's in the hospital and the girlfriend's like, you know what, you're fucked, we're fucked, this is fucked, the movie could end right there.
Yeah.
It would have been fine. That would have been a noir. It's like, yup, you put, you know, all this work, you tried, damn it, you tried, and none of it matters.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is, like, everyone started watching True Detective. And you get to the end and, you know, they get the guy, but ultimately there's still this crazy cult out there killing girls. And everyone who's watching it is pissed because it's not their tied up in a bow ending. And all I can tell them is, well, forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Yeah. And that's how that works.
They don't get it because they don't get noir because they're goddamn TV people.
But, I mean, noir still draws from pulp... Well, it draws from noir and pulp roots, and those have the hero lose. I mean...
And I will also mention existential and, and expressionist, you know, works.
Yeah. Well, this is it. What is the futility of man? What is the futility of our existence? What meaning might there be in our hollow little being? And the answer? Who the fuck knows? It's simple as that. I mean, crap. You read Lovecraft... What happens in Call of Cthulhu? They hit him with a boat. You know what happens to Dread Cthulhu? Nothing. Because man can't do anything. Because we are irrelevant. You survive events. You walk away to tell the story. Great.
And even good then, you're better off forgetting about it.
You'll live a happier life if you just accept that you lost 2 years of it than if you try.
Like, ultimately, you're almost better off never having gotten involved.
Yeah.
But then we get to the top thing on the list. Yet another Hitchcock. Because... Yet another Jimmy Stewart.
Seriously, I see James Stewart and it doesn't look right.
That's not his name.
No. But Vertigo is good.
Vertigo is good.
Like, Vertigo is damn good. Vertigo winds up really high up on Hitchcock lists. And I would actually put it, as far as Hitchcock movies go, higher than Rear Window. Not as a mystery, but as, you know, an example of Hitchcock's work and ability. But I wouldn't put this over Rear Window. I wouldn't.
Vertigo, it's a great movie, and I think it kind of changed cinema, where it did invent a camera trick.
Yeah.
But as a mystery, I don't know. It's not better than really half of this list.
Well, I would not put it over any of the Hitchcock that's on here. I wouldn't put this over Falcon. Like, not by any stretch. It is good. It is certainly viable as a mystery, which is more than I've come to expect from AFI at this point. But seriously, like, it doesn't really need to be here, and it shouldn't be occupying the number one slot. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
AFI disagrees with me, well, they know where I live.
Probably. The AFI and the NSA are the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Definitely. In fact, I think they generate these lists to get people angry and to leave comments so they can mine more data out of us.
Probably. Thankfully, we're doing this through the magic of audio, and therefore they are less capable of it, sort of. It'll take longer, is what it comes down to.
All right, so that's that. Catch you next time.
Have a good night.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 3.0 license. Visit sbopodcast.com for more shows, contact information, and show notes. Thank you.